Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Velvet Womack, and Velvet is our wellness commentator and the owner of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning.
Good morning.
So exercise is the topic.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about exercise.
I don't think we ever have.
No.
That's surprising because I do a fair amount of that myself, and it's something I fancy that I know a little bit about. You have a Mayo Clinic article on exercise intensity. Have you seen, there's a video on Facebook of a little dog, and he's sitting at the end of one of the exercise machines, the treadmill, and he's just tapping his paw on the treadmill as if that's all there is to it.
I saw that. That's adorable.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, I think, kind of identify with that.
Yeah, because it can
video.
Be intimidating.
Absolutely. Yeah, it can be. So committing to exercise is very, very difficult. So not saying anything that people don't know. But anyway, this article is about exercise intensity. And so the point is, I guess, you know, is that there's high intensity, mm-hmm. and then there's very low intensity. There's a wide range of exercise. And this is about sort of getting accustomed to or familiarizing yourself with the difference. So there was a thing we were talking about at the beginning when we first started looking at this, and it has to do with singing while you exercise, which is a foreign concept to me, but what's that about?
Well, when you start out working out, like you said, it can be intimidating. So a lot of people, they might start out too vigorously, right? And they can overdo it. So if you're able to start out with exercising and you're able to talk to your buddy, or if you're able to carry a tune, you know, like if you're on the treadmill or whatever, that's kind of a safe zone for the beginners, right? But those of us that are exercising more intensely, singing's going to be the last thing we're thinking about.
When you exercise, I don't know about other people, I get a lot of ideas.
Oh yeah,
exercise. You know, you
clears the head.
But singing is not something that I've ever done.
Yeah, because at that point you're walking along, you're doing your activity, and you're sweating just a little bit, and you're able to still breathe and carry on a conversation.
We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and we're talking about exercise intensity. And the thing about that is that might make it less intimidating for certain people who think that you've got to be huffing and puffing and just sweat flowing. And that's, of course, nobody really wants that, even those of us who do it. So if you can establish a moderate level.
Right.
Then it's less intimidating.
And most of us that are up at that level where it's high intensity, we started there as well. We started out slow. And then we wake up in the morning and we're like, wow, you know, my body feels like it wants to hit the gym. And so you do, and you feel your muscles saying, hey, you can do more. I want more. Right. So when you start doing the strength training that the article talks about, that's another thing. A lot of people feel like when they start strength training that they've got to start out with 100 pounds. But if you start out with 10, then your body says, I'm ready for 35. I'm ready for 50. Mm, mm. And so all of those are all within moderation. And so that you don't hurt yourself, you know, that's the key, because your body's adapting and getting used to. But there's a natural instinct in us for our muscles to be used in that way.
The article recommends 150 minutes a week of aerobic activity, which would be jogging or swimming or walking, fast, brisk walking, and at least twice a week for strength training, if that's what you're doing, not necessarily both. But if you're doing strength training, then twice a week.
And sometimes you can do both within your workout.
Sure.
There's lots of circuit trainings, and that's actually better for someone who has not worked out because they're getting their cardio and their strength.
Moderate exercise intensity, your breathing quickens, but you're not out of breath.
Right.
You develop a light sweat after about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
As you can carry a conversation, but you can't
sing. You can't sing.
Okay, maybe that's that we're overplaying the singing part there a little bit. There's some things in here about gauging your heart rate, you know, given your age and so forth. We're not going to try to get into that because it's too complicated, but we'll make a link to it. And, of course, this is a tough time to get started, this summertime. in Texas.
But unfortunately, a lot of people start their regime right now. Well, it's funny, but they do.
Well, but also people, west in the winter, it's too cold, so it's always something. But at early morning, not so bad. If you get out there, you know, around sunrise, it's
that's good. Right, and if you're a gym member, you know, it's so much easier, too. And swimming, and that's why a lot of people take up exercise right now, is because swimming is available to them, and it's an easier exercise, especially for the elderly who don't have that strength.
And doesn't put stress on the joints.
Exactly.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us
again. Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.